With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Doge reporting more than 6,000 illegals paroled into the U.S. by Joe Biden had criminal records or were on the FBI's terrorist screening watch list. Here's Bob Agnew.
On its X account, Doge reports among the 6,300 paroled aliens with criminal or terrorist records, all obtained Social Security numbers, 905 collecting Medicaid, including four on the terrorist watch list. For that alone, some $276,000 was paid out. 41 collected unemployment insurance, receiving $42,000 in benefits. 22 received federal student loans totaling $280,000. 409 received tax refunds, and an undetermined number were awarded food stamps. Bob Agner reporting.
In the Dominican Republic, several more deaths following last week's roof collapse in a nightclub. Authorities now place the death count at 226. Also, at SRNNews.com, President Trump says he joins with Christians celebrating Holy Week. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In a presidential message released by the White House, Donald Trump said this week is a time of reflection for Christians to memorialize Jesus' crucifixion and to prepare for his miraculous resurrection. The president did not attend Palm Sunday services here in Florida, but the White House has planned Holy Week events in the run-up to Easter. The president also said his administration is committed to defending the Christian faith in the public square, safeguarding the right to religious liberty, and upholding the dignity of life. Greg Clugston traveling with the president at West Palm Beach, Florida.
Ecuadorians have gone to the polls today in the country's presidential election runoff, facing the choice between incumbent president Daniel Noboa and leftist lawyer Luisa Gonzalez. Returns now show that Noboa has been declared the winner. This is SRN News. Is a quiet revival underway somewhere in the United Kingdom?
Well, something is going on. According to a new YouGov poll, church attendance in the UK is ticking up. 12% of British adults say they went to worship at least once a month. And while that's not very impressive, it's a sharp increase from 8% back in 2018. The survey also reveals that the revival, such as it is being led by young men. In 2018, just 4% of English males ages 18 to 24 went to church. Now 20% do so. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Never underestimate the Amish. America's Amish communities attracting attention for their ability to respond quickly to natural disasters that Uncle Sam couldn't even get to. After a tornado hit an Amish community in Michigan, the work was underway so quickly when the National Weather Service came to assess the damage 2 days later, most of those buildings had already been repaired. This is SRN News. This spring, home buying season looks to be more favorable for home shoppers than in recent years.
The inventory of homes for sale nationally remains low by historical standards, but has risen sharply compared to this time last year. Home prices are rising more slowly. Mortgage rates remain elevated, but have been easing and are slightly below year-ago levels. Property listings in many metros are priced lower than a year ago. The trend should give home buyers more leverage, but are unlikely to be a game changer for many aspiring homeowners that have long been priced out. John Scott reporting.
A pet tortoise named Myrtle has been reunited with its family in Mississippi after disappearing during a tornado. Family fled their home when the tornado came in mid-March. They returned to find pine trees had fallen on top of Myrtle's backyard home, but Myrtle was found by a neighbor and now back with the family, and everybody's happy. More details at SRNNews.com.